go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Britt, why are we here?
Man, why are we here?
We here.
Over some crazy shit you had me watching.
Hey, let me tell you. It started in... I was seven. Just to let you know. I was seven when this went down.
I was five.
Yeah.
Four or five, something like that. I was about five.
We was outside. Well, you know, I mean, we 80s kids, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
It was natural for us to be outside, but we ain't never seen nothing like this before.
So them street lights came on, you know?
All right. So let's give the guest, we're going to give the guest a sneak peek into an episode I just told you about.
Okay.
Hall of Fame Generations. So the sneak peek is we came from the best generation God has ever created on this here earth. That's just a sneak peek. Y'all can go look. You don't know how we going to approach it. You don't know when we going to approach it. Well, I did just say this was the next episode, but I said this is our next episode. I didn't say when, though. But this event happened in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I looked at this series as a movie, but I could barely remember what happened each episode. So if you tell me something that happened, I can't say whether that happened on the second, third, or fourth episode.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It all kind of blended in, yeah, real well. So yeah, it felt like a movie.
Yeah, so like the thing is, there was three episodes that stood out to where I could break it down by that. But there was a total of nine episodes. Episode 2, episode 5, and episode 9 is the one that stands out to me. Everything else is a blur.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all don't know what we're talking about right now, we're talking about the Menendez brothers. It's the
Monsters.
Yeah, the Monsters series on Netflix. Yes, this is definitely a spoiler, but guess what? It's kind of not, because this wasn't just in Beverly Hills. This wasn't just in L.A. This just wasn't in California. This was nationwide on your side, Big Bucko.
Man.
These were two brothers that was accused of killing their parents. We don't have to make this a long episode, Britt. We're going to jump right into the shit, because I'm going to tell you, this series painted the picture on both sides.
It sure did, and it did it well.
It did it well to where it left you as a viewer to think, was it their fault or was it their fault? So
did you flip-flop sides?
I did. I can't lie to you. I did.
Same.
I did. I'm not even gonna lie. I like a tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
And
they did it so well. Like, that's how you know it was done very well. Because you didn't know which side to pick. It was very convincing.
So for people that probably wasn't old enough, or y'all wasn't outside like me and Britt was, or y'all just didn't pay attention to shit like that, we're talking about two brothers that killed their parents in their TV room, you know, the relaxing room, while they were asleep. Now, I'm not going to lie. Prior to this series, I remember it as they were killed in their bedroom while they were in their bed asleep. I must have added, or not just me, a lot of people remembered it as, this is either the Mandela effect Or we assume when they said sleep, but I could have sworn they said sleep in their bed. We could have assumed because they said sleep that they were in their bedroom. I thought when it all happened, I remember seeing the bedroom, and that's where it's that's a part of the confusion for me.
Uh-huh.
So episode two. I want to say it was episode two. It was either episode two or episode three. Probably the graphic, the only graphic episode throughout this series. How did you receive that?
Was that episode two?
I think it was. It was extremely quick. It was extremely quick. We could double check, but I know for a fact it's between two and three. It was right there off the gate.
Yeah, off the gate would be episode one. Hold on.
No, I mean, I'm thinking as it like we got nine episodes. I wanted to see. I remember more of the trial than anything. So once, once it got to when they got arrested, I knew what was coming next. Like, that's what I'm saying. We lived through this, so I remember the timeline. It went from CNN of them showing videos, I mean, surveillance of the house, the crime mm-hmm. scene and stuff like that. And then you fast forward. I remember the they have two classic pictures. They got the picture of them when they was in New York at the Knicks game, because they're mm-hmm. They're in the background of the Mark Jackson car. Mm-hmm. And then there's a picture of them in court. That's one of the most popular, you know, photos of them.
Yeah.
I didn't think that as a person who watches horror movies, and my stomach is getting a little more softer in these days. I can't really deal mm-hmm. with the gory stuff. So mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily caught off guard, because there was a... So I heard somebody said it was kind of crazy like that. I wouldn't say, and I did prepare myself for it, but I still wasn't ready.
Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting. I just jumped in because we started talking about it, and I didn't know too much. Couldn't remember too much from back then because we were kids, and I was younger than you, but. When I thought you were talking about like graphic, I thought you were talking about like, you know, the act itself. But yeah, what I looked at was the third episode is when they got arrested. So
it happened the second episode then. Wait. No, I'm saying because I'm not gonna remember the whole episode.
Yeah, like, well, the second episode is when they went on the police were questioning stuff, but like they went on the spending spree. They were getting, you know, put up in a hotel and spending money.
So that's what I'm saying. Am I right about the second episode? They killed him in the second episode?
No, they killed him in the first one. What are you talking about? It's the first one.
I did not know it was the first one.
I am pretty sure it is the first one, because
we got to double check. Yeah, no. We got to double check on that one. Okay. Well, if it's the first one, that's crazy.
Because now I'm trying to remember what. Well, because yeah, they were already going on the spending spree. That would have been the climax to the first one. I'm gonna look though. I'm gonna look at the description, or I'm actually gonna see. Google is my friend. I'm gonna ask Google which episode it was and watch. It will give me the answer.
Okay. Yeah, so for the people who haven't seen it, yes, again, this is a spoiler. It was very graphic. Yeah, it was a little too graphic to the point where I was like...
You had the queasy?
No, in my mind, I was like, man, dog, this is a bit too much. Like, mm-hmm. they really...
That's how you know you're getting old.
Yeah, no, because I mean, if you really think about it, when they make these type of series, we want it as accurate as it can be.
Yeah, and, for real. And you that, think about that being real shit.
Yes, yes. So all the way down to how many gunshots it was. Remember, they counted.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the point where they was like, dawg, you went back to finish the job.
Yeah, you had to reload, nigga. Like,
so, Britt, this is what I wanted to tell you, but I didn't want to spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
The episode 9, the very end.
Mm-hmm.
That fucked me up.
Right?
That's where. So, at this point, how many times have you flip-flopped?
Oh, man. I mean, it wasn't every episode. It might have been a couple episodes in a row where I was like, okay, the parents deserve, you know, fuck them parents and da 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 da. But then I'd turn around and I'd be like, yo, these two are fucking crazy.
Look, how rude am I? Their name is Eric and Lyles. Is it Lyle or Lyles?
Lyle
Menendez, Eric Menendez. Both extremely athletic. They were in shape, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Both great at tennis. The younger brother was, I think, better because he was ranked.
No. No. Because the dad thought he was a wimp and whatever, and told him. Remember, they were sitting down. He's putting on that cream, and he was like, "You're gonna go to U.S." Did you say UCLA, USC? You're going to go to this school and you're going to do this, this, and this because you're not very good.
Right. But here's the thing. In the series wise,
right.
The series wise, but in real life, he was really ranked as a high schooler.
You know what? I'm going backwards because earlier on, they had to call him back in the country.
Yeah, remember?
He still told Kyle that, the youngest one.
Right. So the series made it seem like the dad was the original monster.
Yeah.
And the mom knew about it, but did nothing about it. Knew about his sexcapades. And so here's the thing, as a child, I don't remember much. I just knew that they shot the parents. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing the actual photos of the parents. And what I never knew, even though, yes, you could assume by their last name being, you know, is it Latin?
Yeah.
But it was also in Beverly Hills. So it was like, to me, I always identified Beverly Hills with a lot of white people out there. Rich, mm-hmm. etc. So the last name rung a bell. And I never knew exactly what they did. I didn't find out what they did until I started watching the series.
Yeah, same here. I didn't know. Like, I knew, just like you said, you know, he killed the parents. Yeah. That's about it.
And the one thing that I was confused about as a kid is, why in the hell are they on the news like this? Like, why are they that important? Like, mm-hmm. I get it. It's something crazy. But it's like, mm-hmm. just because it happened in Beverly Hills? Is that why?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But apparently, you know, they had money.
Oh, they had shmoney.
they had money, and it came down to a trust fund, ultimately. If you believe one side, you know what I'm saying? Because they felt mm-hmm. like they were going to be written out of the will.
Well, they were told that.
Right. They were told that. On top of that, there's some pedophilia accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm going to ask you this question, Britt.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it was kind of weird. I'm asking you, how did you feel about Lyle telling his younger brother,
doing it to Kyle, Lyle and Kyle?
Yeah. Lyle.
Doing Lyle not liking what his dad did, but did it to his brother.
That's where I kind of just drift off a little bit.
So with that, as crazy as that sounds, like it doesn't make sense. It happens.
Oh no! I agree. I agree with that.
But and here's the other thing: if their dad was truly like that, like, because you remember at the end that one juror was like, "That doesn't look like somebody who's been abused." You know,
she was on one.
Yeah, but her saying all that, that's come from somebody who knows nothing about abuse. And right. There's different types of abuse. There's the manipulation. There's the breaking down and making you feel like I'm all you got. You know, there's nothing else. You can't get better than this, blah, blah, blah. So dad, and I mean, that's what dad was doing. Dad was talking down to them, breaking them down. And so what are you doing? You're striving for that affection, that love that you don't get because all they're doing is bashing you. So then, of course, in those situations, you're not in control. So going back to Lyle doing that to Kyle, you know, I feel like maybe he was trying to have control of something as well, if that's all true.
Right. No. I get it. I pay close attention to their like relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which was weird. There's some moments where I was like, what? Before they said that that's what happened. There was a couple times I caught some stuff and I was like,
Right. And then to me, it always felt like a pinky and a brain type of combo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even though I felt like Eric was much more mature than his older mm-hmm. brother, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The moment you see his older brother, I texted you. I was like, oh, this dude is crazy. This dude is off the chain.
Oh, he was lit.
He is strung out.
He lit.
He was, oh, my God. Coked up? Like, was crazy from the jump.
Now, the way they painted the mom, she had to be, as far as how they portrayed her, mm-hmm. by far had to be one of the weirdest characters ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She, I mean, but also when you think of the drunken, you know, rich white mom that, woe is me, you know, that's what you picture, though.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a lot of, she knew, but she turned her back.
Oh, my God. And I don't. The whole time, I'm sitting there going like, how? Because, like, that's not a trigger for you, but she was feeling jealous.
It had to be, yeah, so she was jealous of the oldest. Like, they didn't, mm-hmm. from what they said, wasn't much of a relationship there.
Right.
And you allowed this to go on from the age of, what was it, six?
Six to eight. But then
talking. It says six to before they died. Well,
no, so Lyle was six to eight. Remember, Lyle told his dad, stop, it hurts. And he said, okay. And then that's when he started going to Kyle instead of Lyle.
Right.
So for Kyle, it was up until right before they died.
You mean Eric?
Yes, Eric. Why do I keep saying Kyle?
I don't know. It's Eric.
You see? I'm tripping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all those times I said Kyle, you I meant Eric.
I remember when you said Lyle and Kyle. I was like, I thought you were just rhyming.
Hey, it is what it is. It's been a long day, so.
Yeah, long day and long milligrams. Listen, we already know. But here's the thing, though. I'm with that one juror. I'm with that lady. She was like, she really, it was ethered. She ethered that whole part right there.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, no, y'all need to kill these.
Right.
Nobody does that. And here's the trippy part. I can kind of remember when one of the biggest things in that, to me in the movie, is when she said, "Dog, you gotta look like you gotta look like something." It was like, you look like a stone cold killer out there. Y'all niggas mm-hmm. look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it. When y'all see, go Google those court photos, them up.
Well, first of all, they look crazy to begin with without being on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I like seeing the actors way better because they are less creepy.
Yeah, yeah. The actors, I'm going to tell y'all right now, the actors don't look nothing like
that. Nada.
Let's talk about it. Episode 5, because I don't remember episode 2, 3, or 4. Okay, let's just say that. But I know prior to that, we got some a lot of therapy, and that's what I want to get to: the snitching mm-hmm. and the Ooh, guilt, wee. The snitching and the guilt.
Okay,
like in this situation, a side chick. That's basically what it was. A side chick mm-hmm. got the information, and she wasn't lying when she was like, "I'm going straight to the press with this nigga." Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to leave me now?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a cold nigga to move your side chick in your house with your wife and kids.
My God.
How do you even do that, my nigga?
And then you let her be alone with your kid. Like,
let her be alone with your kid. And she said, "You know what? I could be your mama. No, you get out of my house.
I'd be a better mama, basically.
Yo, get out of my goddamn house." And she did.
Like, wow.
She did. And she went right to the feds. "Hey, let's get it, bro." And it started from... These niggas are in jail because of Eric.
Yeah, because had he not gone to the therapist.
Yes. He felt that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that guilt.
I mean,
guilt.
He was having them nightmares. He couldn't...
He shot his mama in the knee, and the brother came back.
He took her kneecaps out.
You shoot your mom in the knee with a shotgun... Your brother, y'all go outside, fill the adrenaline. I don't even know if I said that right.
Nope. You haven't said a few words right, by the way.
That's okay. We're going to, hey, Fremont, Eastside, public school. The nigga went back in, and this is, like I said, I'm getting older. So certain things, it's kind of disturbing now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you see the details of a nigga that go back and finish it off. He killed his parents.
And when he went to go reload, he said, "I'm gonna go finish mom."
That's scary. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's wild right there.
That's some cold-blooded shit.
And he
I'm gonna go finish mom.
And he was the one, but until the end, which episode 9. It made it seem like Eric was the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he come off that way?
Yeah, because he was like, "I hope you're not chickening out."
And that's what I mean. They showed it was so
many points of view that you. It's like, remember those Goosebump books where it's like, if you want to go this way, turn this page. If you want to go this way, turn that.
You brought that up. That's so fire. I love those books.
Yeah, but that's what it felt like. We're gonna give you this option, or you can take this option. Which way is your brain going?
And the crazy part is, you don't see it coming
at all.
You don't see it coming at all because once you get to this is hella spoilers right here. Once you get to the end of episode 9, that shit is gonna fuck you up.
Because then you sit there, and I mean, I'm not taking away if his dad did all that shit to them. You know, then that's awful. Like, no, you deserve it. But to see him wanting to, like, he's going to counseling and he's like, you know, him and Kitty, they're every night they're having ice cream and sitting on a couch. And, you know, he's trying to mend what he
broke
to
build
in
that,
his marriage.
Tried to build the family that he always wanted.
Yeah.
Like, going the right way.
Right. Fixing it and shit. And so as he's doing that, then these two motherfuckers is plotting.
They plot. So here go the hard questions then, bro. Like, do you feel, what's more believable, that they lied about it or it actually happened? Because picking one of the two, you either saying that it was either about the money or it was about the abuse.
I really don't think it was about the money. I think what it was they were upset at the fact that they're being told, you know, you're taken out of the will, you don't get this, and then put the abuse on that. I think they were mad. I don't think it was, hey, I want money. Because if you think about it, I forgot which episode it was, but it was towards the end where they were saying, you know, like, had they waited, oh no, it was sometime in the court. Woman was like, had they waited 2 weeks, you know, they would have got money. They didn't get money doing it now. Yeah. So, you know, and then I think the guy later on was trying to say, oh no, that's a different thing. I'll get back to that later. But yeah, so she said that. So I don't think it was money.
Okay.
I really don't. I think it was emotions. And then if you remember, they were sitting at dinner and the mom ripped that wig off. And
that shit was funny.
Man, but then after that scene, right, I think it's the next episode or maybe the one after that, they do a flashback to that dinner scene, and that's when Eric tells Lyle that it's happening. And so then, you know, Lyle's pissed that it's happening to Eric. And then Eric is emotional and crying, whatever, and he's mad because he just found out about Lyle's wig. and so they're both emotional, mad, and thinking about the abuse and knowing the abuse still going on, whatever. And then the dad and Lyle are in the stairwell, remember, or in the hallway, whatever, and Lyle's like, you need to stop or I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then his dad like challenged him then. So when you piece all the parts of that evening together, and that's obviously before they killed him, to me that feels like, okay, some realization that like abuse is still happening, finding out, like, I mean, seeing the wig ripped off is another thing too.
That's
but
crazy.
You do all that, like, yeah.
But I wouldn't even shoot a nigga over there. I just sock him. You gotta sock, no. Look, your mom do you like, you gotta sock your mama right in the jaw.
That shit looked and sounded like it hurt.
his feelings was hurt more than that scalp.
For real. Like, oh my God. So but when you piece all that together and to know that happened before, I think it was emotions and being upset and like seeing that each brother was hurt by something from both parents. Like, I really feel that it was emotion and hurt and tired of their shit.
All right. So mine's is almost the same, but opposite, because I feel like it was more about the money than the emotions. I feel like they use the emotions as an excuse, like as mm-hmm. fuel. Only reason mm-hmm. why I say it was about the money, because they was looking for that will. They was looking for that
document.
They was looking for that shit so much. And then when they found out that they were still in the will, they went crazy.
So here's the thing about that. Were they really still in the will? Or was, because remember, Lyle went to check and he said the will wasn't in there. But I think he took it.
I thought they ended up getting it. I thought they ended up getting it, and they read it, and they said we're still. It said that they were still in it. They read it,
but it was somebody who the housekeeper, or whatever, that worked in the house, I think, that found it supposedly on the floor.
Oh yeah.
So how I portrayed it was, Lyle went because he asked to go to the safe first before anybody else went.
Wait, no. I thought Lyle had it. He put it in his jacket and then emptied the safe and then took it outside and said there's nothing. No. He went outside and said there's nothing in there.
Yeah, he said no. He didn't say there's nothing in there. He said there isn't a will in there. I doesn't look like there's a will in there, because what he wanted to do was make sure there was no pictures of his dad with some chicks.
Oh yeah.
And then And then he came back after looking in there. He came back and he was like, I didn't see a will in there. You can go look, but I didn't see one. And then he and his brother kind of just stare at each other. Then later on, the housekeeper, whoever it is, brings him a piece of paper. And Lyle is like, oh, my God, we're still in the will, blah, blah, blah. So for me, it makes me feel like something was forged, something was fake. Because why would you go, first of all, why would you go into the safe first? Like, what were you, they were obviously then going to hide the will or something. If, like, why do you need to see it first? If you're in there, you're in there. If you're not, you're not.
Could it be, do you think it's possible that Lyle killed his parents for the money, but Eric killed it because of his emotions?
Oh, that is definitely a possibility. What's also possible is that nothing, they never did anything for themselves. They didn't know how to do shit. So they probably were stupid and thought, oh, if it is for the money, oh, let's kill them so we can get money. And we have to get money because we're the kids. And then they, because remember, after it happened, they wanted to be put up in a big hotel, and then they were spinning, 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 spinning. And all the times where they thought, perfect example, Lyle talking to his lawyer, and he kept saying, I'll pay you, don't worry. And she's like, there's no money. It's like they don't have a sense of reality when it comes to money and where it comes from.
Yeah, they still rich in their head because of what, how they was raised. I felt like they was raised to be spoiled.
Yeah, and so I said all that to say that, you know, maybe they just didn't, they didn't have the actual, like, intelligence and brains when it comes to money and how
and
it all works.
And one of them niggas went to Princeton, right?
Well, remember, old boy was cheating. His dad had to write the essay to get him in. He said that is stupid. It's like he wrote it with crayons.
Yo, they gonna make it seem like the parents was dogging them verbally early on. But then when they switch it, and it made it seem like, oh, these are just some spoiled kids acting up, and the parents can't control them.
Yeah, and then the other thing that really helped to confuse me was the family members that testified and said, you know, I've seen this, or I know this, and, you know, they told me this, and this was all stuff like when they were kids.
Yeah.
So the abuse can't be, I mean, it still could be made up, but really that long, and come on. And he asked if it was normal. Like,
I'm really just on the fence about it being real and fake. It's crazy.
It's hard. Like, it's really hard because there's so much. And I mean, a lot of it is hearsay too, because
But Britt, it's not just that though. The fact that this is why I say this is going to be one of the craziest cases that we'll just never know. That next to next to OJ, right? Because
which ironic,
right? Because they I didn't realize as a kid that they had double trials. They had two.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even know that. I just knew. It was so, when did it end? In 94?
Yeah.
So it went from 89 to 90. That's a long time. So that's.
I think they said it was 3 years before the second trial. Like, once they were arrested and then they did, like, all the stuff with the lawyers and then had the first trial and went back to the second trial. I think it was a matter of 3 years.
So I looked this up, but let me know if you, I was sad. I ain't gonna even lie to you. When they found out at that moment that they wouldn't go into the same prison.
Oh, I was just thinking that like 10 seconds ago. I was like, I got to talk about this. That I was sad for them.
Yeah.
I mean.
When he looked back and said, why aren't they following us?
Yeah, I thought we were going to Folsom, and he's like, we are.
He's like, you are. He's like, you are. Your brother going somewhere else. And my heart dropped.
Because when the lawyer came and was like separating them, I'm like, oh, they're talking about putting them in, you know, different wings again or like, you know, whatever. And to actually fully separate them, like.
They did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did that on purpose. But I looked it up. They're back in the same prison after 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and then, I mean, I get why they did it, too.
Niggas was writing escape.
Man, how you, knowing you got contraband searches and everything.
These niggas had illustrations. They had paragraphs. They had bullet points.
A whole fucking PowerPoint. Like,
them niggas. So this goes back to what you were saying about the money, them and money. Like, they have no sense of, they don't know how, they
have budget, no intelligence.
Yeah. So it's like, these niggas was really in prison drawing up an escape plan. Do you know how insane?
Well, think about it. The guy, Lyle, when he was cheating on his labs at Princeton, he had the lab paperwork sitting right next to his test on the desk while the teacher walking around. Like,
yeah, wasn't this
sharpest? You don't even know how to cheat. Like,
it's starting to look like he paid his way into Princeton.
He did.
That's what
it was. First of all, his dad wrote the essay so he could get accepted into Princeton. And then, yeah, it just wasn't.
That's wild. That's wild. Them niggas was big time dummies. Cokeheads.
Mm-hmm.
Bald head. One of them.
And the wig hooks? It's like hooks? What?
When those shits was getting shipped to the house?
When that shit was getting shipped to the jail for $2,500, that nigga didn't have. She said, I heard you ordered a wig to be delivered to the jail for what, $2,500?
How you don't kill the therapist, though?
Oh, my God. For real.
The therapist had all the tea.
Okay, can we talk about the therapist later on in the show, though?
What happened?
Flashbacks when the woman was when what's her name, whatever starts with a J. The side piece when she starts telling all the stuff and him making her swallow pills and
oh yeah, this nigga was a.
He was the psychotic one saying, if you try to leave me, I'll have you committed. After he, you know, shoved the pills down her throat and had her hospitalized. And now
those are the cats you need to watch out for.
Man.
He drugged this woman. He's manipulating her. And she don't even know it. This whole time he's been playing. The goddamn series is going to make you believe that this is a, you know, soft-spoken therapist, scary nigga. No, this nigga is a demon.
Well, and what he was doing in the beginning was blackmail. It wasn't to, you know, I'm going to go to the police later on with these so we can solve this crime. He was trying to get paid because he was trying to have them invest in something. But if you hurt me, then, you know, everybody will find out about these tapes. And then, so basically, he's got this over them so he can get money. That's where he was in the beginning. He didn't give a damn about letting the police know.
No, not at all. He knew.
Because there ain't no confidentiality when it comes to murder and suicide and shit.
This nigga moved his side chick in the crib.
In the house, yo.
Now, here's another thing. Here's another big thing that we got to talk about. This is also a series.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make certain things. You got to watch this with a grain of salt because the scenes are, it's a mind fuck, but at the same time, we don't know what's real or not.
Right.
Because it's the view of the family. It's not the view of the family with friends there.
Right.
So they have to make this appealing. You really just got to go off of the hard evidence, which is we didn't know anything about them getting touched as kids or anything like that. They never painted the picture of them being brats or anything like that because you don't know their personality. You only get to see them. Right. And we don't know the parents' personality. So we're going based off of what they believe, how they view their parents and other people that may have helped them.
Mm-hmm.
We truly don't know the dad and the mom's personality, but the way they painted it in this series, you have to decide between two different sets of parents.
Yeah. And then the part that really helped confuse me is the times where the dad would be bailing them out of something, whether it's cheating or whatever, or after the burglaries. And then he had to, like, get out and take a minute because he was so upset.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the disappointment, whatever. And those times he didn't beat them. He might have told them, shut the fuck up. But, like, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me.
Right.
But it wasn't, you didn't see him during that time, like, actually hit him.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
And that's a believable thing, too, because I personally know something about kids that's in much better areas than other places. Sometimes they get a little bored and mm-hmm. they start to commit crimes because they don't have anything to do. And like mm-hmm. the number one crime for them is like, you know, breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be in their neighborhoods. And they can get away with it because they know it's their friends. They're basically mm-hmm. breaking into their friends or associates' houses because they in that circle of they know when they're going on vacation. Cause see, our vacations is different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I go visit Britt. It's gonna be no more than like 3 days. When they go on vacations, they go to a whole nother
2 weeks.
Yeah, or a month at some beach home. Mm-hmm. You know, on the other side of the coast. And so they know. They got the word. The Pittman family is going out of town next week. Oh, we in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I could believe that. And that's different than the ones who, those are different from the ones that was abused. These were the bratty version.
You
know what I mean? Because they wanted more. They was greedy.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Eric was more of a follower because he loved his big brother. Both versions of the brothers is them equally loving each other. Like, like Eric looked at his brother as the savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he could do no wrong, but at the same time, he didn't realize that he was the smarter one, the much more mature one too.
Mm-hmm. Man, and let me tell you, so I had texted you saying, like, I knew it was going to go this way. Something told me, right? And that was earlier on, and that was talking about Eric being a little sweet. So there was something that happened. Oh, they were having the party at the hotel after they killed their parents, and they, you know, rented out the hotel and they had parties and dance and whatever. There was a moment where Lyle and Eric were like face to face and a little too close.
Yeah.
And like he was wiping the coke off his face. But the way he was doing it was like,
yeah, like they had interest in each other.
Right. And then people were looking at him funny, like, what the fuck?
They're like, yo, what kind of boogie sugar y'all got in this motherfucker?
Right. So there was that. But then, and I have to say this because they made me laugh.
They had that Diddy oil.
Yeah. And this made me laugh, and I tried to just save it for this. And I'm going to try not to go into detail too much, but fuck it. You know the scene in the jail where old boy kept making googly eyes with him.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they go to the shower.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like the looks, like, first of all, they're kind of, Eric's, they're facing away from each other. This is what was so funny to me. They're facing away from each other. And old boy looks at, I was going to call him Kyle again, looks at Eric. And Eric looks back at him and then turns his whole body in front of him. I said, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah, what you doing? Hey.
I said that. I swear I said that out loud. I said, you doing?
Hey, what made you do that move?
Right. And then he made full-on eye contact. Yeah. And then he's still cleaning himself and he gives a good tug. I was like, this motherfucker is trying to mate.
When I tell you, they was in there doing some romance shit.
Like the long lingering in the eyes.
Oh,
and,
my God. Y'all, come and get
that. And then he walked by him and said, see you around.
Yeah, see you around. What kind of line is that?
Man, I was like, why are you turning?
Hey, Eric,
what?
Hey, Eric ate that line up, too. He ate that line up. He thought that was bars.
So, wait. Speaking, I think the guy's name was Tony. Speaking of him, what happened to him? Do you remember? Because he like just disappeared. I don't know. Like, did something happen to him?
I forgot, but he did like disappear. I don't know. Maybe he got transferred or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they cleared it up because around that time where that scene was going, I was doing a couple. I watched it last night at home. I woke up this morning watching it at home. And then on my breaks at work, I had it on my phone. And so there's been a couple of pieces where I'm sure I was distracted.
Right.
So I can't remember, but I was like, now his boy toy's gone. Yeah. And who the fuck is Tammy? What girlfriend does Eric got?
Man, ain't no telling where he got her. I forgot.
Because she's overseas. I thought he made her up, but then it was like,
no, she was there.
Writing Tammy.
Yeah, she was there.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
And, oh, my God. Can we talk about how dumb Lyle is with telling this girl everything on the phone and writing a book?
He's on the phone that's recorded. They tell you when you're going to get off. And right. He is telling the whole... he's everything.
Got your phone tab. What you going to do? Oh my God. And he's like, I'll pay you. And I'm writing a book, actually. And she goes, the book is her book. Like, she recorded everything. And then he was mad. And like,
you know what part I do believe, though? I do believe Eric, the way he told his therapist, I believe that. I believe it was eating him up inside.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
I believe that part. And it was tearing his ass up, and he didn't know what to do with it. So he had to tell. He had to talk.
Yeah. I believe that. I mean, you saw his dreams.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be one of the coldest scenes I'm going to remember. Like, the nigga literally went to go reload and said, I'm about to go finish off mom's, and did it. Yeah.
And here's where I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could just, like, be in his brain. But after he went back in to go kill off mom's, Eric started walking back. But he had that, like, oh, shit, maybe, you know, like, hesitation.
Yeah.
And then the gun went off, and so then he stopped. But I'm like, were you about to go in and say something? Like, what were you actually walking back in the house to do? Because Lyle was clearly about to go finish off mom, so you didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That was a sad scene for me. I ain't going to even lie to you. Because, like, Jesus. And look, the crazy part is that if you're right, and it was in on the first episode, you fast forward to episode 9 to the very ending. And it's like, it makes it that much worse if that was the real version.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was crazy.
Yep. So many different points of view, ways to go about it. Like, but they did good because I flip-flop.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did too. I believe that these motherfuckers did it. The younger brother broke down. And I think it had to do with the money. I wouldn't be surprised if they were abused and that fueled it. Like, that just gave it the fuel to say, you know what? I want the money and this is payback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it can only be one or the other. Either they did that shit and y'all had that pent up inside y'all until for that long, or y'all was really, really some spoiled ass kids.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't raised by your parents.
Right. So
that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy though. I like every time it went to the next episode, I was like, it can't get any crazier than this. Like, this is about to wrap up. All this stuff is about to come together. And no.
No dots
were really connected.
Yeah, I thought, you know, once they got caught, once they were in prison, I knew like the last three episodes was going to be about the court shit. You know what I mean? So, but the one thing, like I said, it was entertaining. It slowed down. After it slowed down up until they basically get caught. Like, everything before that is to me is just pure entertainment. After that, it's kind of like it winds down after that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just try, and now it gives you witness two different jurors. Can I say that right?
Jurors. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you have to be, it's almost like you're one of them. And you have to figure out, were they abused? Were they not abused? Are they monsters? Or are they, you know, basically harmed or abused kids?
Right.
And I can honestly tell you, they did a phenomenal job on this series, because just like that series in real life, we still left unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in that motherfucker since 94, though.
Yeah, they have. They got no shot at parole. And can I just say again how crazy they fucking look like in real life? That's what
they look. Go look them photos.
And you can tell which one got the wig.
Yes. Yo,
I said, what the fuck is that? So look, remember that scene where he was like, what if I don't want to wear a wig? And his dad was like, you're going to wear a wig. Like, let's talk about this at home. And now I see the rig, like, the wig in, like, real life. Yeah, no.
It's wild.
You better
it's
off. Wild.
Like,
oh,
now, like, now, go look at the, like we told y'all earlier in the episode, go Google the real photos of them niggas. And just picture, go and then watch the episode with his mama ripping. Watch that episode and just go back and look at the original photos and look at the nigga, you know, that got an extra piece on top of his head. It is, we shouldn't be laughing about this, but guess what?
No.
These niggas is still alive.
Oh, my God. No, it's, you know what? Because I can hear it being ripped off. It was, like, all extra in the sound. Like,
but I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie, man. When both they, and you knew it probably didn't even happen that way. They probably made it that way.
Yeah, you gotta have fillers. You got to keep it entertaining. So,
because you know. Because they made it seem like they look back at each other and shit like that. Niggas can't look out the back of that damn van. They don't even have vans like that.
No, it's usually a damn bus.
Yeah, it's a bus. I mean, but
and
you know, they were high profile though. That was a high profile case. So mm-hmm. you know, them motherfuckers get special treatment. They in those vans, but the vans is just like the buses, where you could barely see out the side. You can't even see out the back. They don't want
right
when you go to jail or prison. They don't want you looking at the outside.
Mm-mm.
But no, I ain't gonna even lie. That was a sad moment when he just knew his brother was. Yeah, I mean, you got to question it in the beginning, because they being transported in separate vehicles, which is nothing crazy, because they already told you that they want them niggas separated.
Y'all ain't been staying together, like, and it's because of an escape plan. It's not like
these
whatever.
Niggas think it's Alcatraz. These niggas,
man,
nah, it don't work. When they played it out, I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, and what's also sad, you know, they saw each other before they got into the vans. They didn't say nothing, couldn't say, like, they didn't say bye because they didn't think they were going to be. Oh,
and they made it seem like they were just missing each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, once mm-hmm. he turned a corner, here come the
then,
other.
Yep.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I see what y'all was trying to do, and you got me.
Yep. Yep. You got
me. One out of 10, I give it a 10. And the reason why I have to give it a 10, because I wasn't going to watch this shit. I wasn't. I was going to look over this. I was going
to
look right
past it. Shout out to Joe Budden Podcast.
shout out to Joe, because the way they was breaking it down, the way they made it sound, they sold it. because I would have looked at this just like I'm looking at, and I'm about to go watch the Aaron Hernandez one now just because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't like watching it because it look is, to me, it's like it's cheesy. Old?
Isn't that old? I think I might have seen it a while ago, unless that was something else I was watching.
That could have been the actual doc that they that you watched. They got okay, a, they got an actual they got an actual doc that, you know, that shit is, that shit kind of disturbing. But this one is a, is a series just like the Menendez one.
Okay, so, I'm gonna have to look at that.
You want
to
do that one?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, let's do that one too. Let's do that one. We can start that one.
Got me watching this crazy shit. Man.
That was a good one, though.
That was. Oh, real quick. So, you know how they told the lawyer chick that she wasn't, like, nobody liked her?
Mm-hmm.
I liked her.
She fought. Yeah. She wasn't.
Yeah.
She even, she was the realest. To tell you
yeah,
the truth.
But remember when they got she got the group of girls together, and that one woman was like, it was the girls don't really want to say this, but think we didn't win because of you. Like nobody likes, but like, what do you mean? Like, she's painting the picture of them being abused. Like, yes, that might be hard to take in, but like, it's. They're the victims in her story. Like, it's not like, I just don't fully understand not liking her.
Well, she got a bad rap because of the previous case.
With the old boy daughter. Yeah. Yeah.
And she even admitted it. That's why I said she the realest, because she told him, like, no, I know I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I know I messed up. You know, I put my job before my morals. Mm-hmm. You know, she even admitted to the lady, like, yo, I'm trying to be a mom again because I didn't do it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, yeah, she was the realest in that lady that went off in their room. She was like, y'all motherfuckers is stupid. Kill these. And that lady was like, what the? She looked at me. She was like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? They killed their parents.
Right. Man. Now, and I agree with old boy at the end when he's explaining, when he has to step in for old girl who was.
Oh, yeah. I respect that. He made so much sense.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's why I can't kill him.
Yep. So I would have picked the same thing. I don't want that on me. Yeah. I don't want that on my hands.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That, the way he broke that. Hey, he dropped the mic. That was just, them niggas was quiet.
Yep.
Even old, even the lady, she was like, nah, he's talking that shit. He's talking that shit. He's like, man, I do not want that blood on my hands. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely give it 10 out of 10. Like I said, I was watching it at work. You know, I had it in the car plugged up so I could hear it. Like, it was finishing this.
It was a dick. I'm not going to even lie. After they killed the parents, I was like, oh, my God. That, it was like a rush. I was like, oh, my God. I got to watch this shit. Because I want to know what happened right at, like, the court shit and the prison stuff, I didn't really care too much for. It was before they got caught, like, while they was still looking. That's the part that I wanted to watch the most.
Yeah. Oh, man, see, and all that lying, though, they kept mentioning, like, but you lied. And, like, they were literally trying to get alibis, though. And that's where it makes me go, like,
That nigga Lyle said, if it wasn't for you, bitch, you the one that's talking. You talking. That nigga went, oh, he was like, dog, it's you. And it was. If you had to blame anybody for them being in there outside of the stupidity, it's goddamn Eric. Because the nigga wanted pillow talk.
Now, Eric didn't want pillow talk.
He the one that told.
He is the one that told, but he told because he was fighting them demons. Those demons were fighting him in his dreams.
Well, remember, I'm talking about that one version versus the other version. Because one version made it seem like he had to say something. Then the other one made it seem like he was like just breaking down.
Okay.
Because when you like again, we go to the very end. They made it seem like this nigga Eric was the savage this whole time.
Right.
Because in the beginning, it made Lyle look like the older brother was doing his older brother duties and his younger brother was looking up to him. But shit, we didn't hear Eric talk like that. We didn't hear him talk like that until like when Eric finally knew we not getting out of here and he snapped on him. Remember, he was on his bunker?
Yeah, when he hemmed him up because Lyle was saying it was his fault.
Yeah.
And then Kyle was like, why the fuck? When Eric said, like, what did you say? Whatever. If you hadn't, like, ran your mouth, like, who does that? You're stupid, whatever. And then he, like, hemmed him up and put him up against the wall.
Gave him some
And he's
bars.
Like, I should have fucking killed you, too.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's over after that.
Yeah, but then that's what Lyle was like, look, this is who I need to see in the courtroom because I'm ready to get the fuck out of here.
I think he was low-key nervous, though, too. That nigga Eric was like, enough is enough. But at the end, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And he had that scary look, too. He had that head down, looking up out of my eyes and like...
Dog, why they do moms like that?
Man.
Why they do
moms? I mean, and the chick was saying, I am scared to be alone with them.
Yo, can we talk about how the mafia was somewhere chilling and got blamed for this shit?
Right. Like, what the fuck? Like,
it was like, yeah, y'all
looking around the table like
the feds broke them niggas down in their face. They was like, nigga, we know you tried to make it look like a mafia hit. You did it wrong. You don't even know how to do it right. You overdid it. You don't know nothing about the mafia. It was a good lie. Don't get me wrong. It was a good lie.
And how are you going to blame them immediately? I think it was the mafia.
Yo, them niggas said that shit so fast.
Yeah. Do you know, did your father have any enemies? Well, I mean, he did a lot of business. I think it was the mafia.
And no, the phone call and the scream in the background got me, though.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about that? Did them niggas ever take acting classes?
Bro.
Them niggas was good. I said, oh my God, this shit sound believable.
Oh my God. But see, that's the shit too where I go like, okay, where the fuck are your antennas? Because it's abuse and then you're blaming the mafia and then you turn around and you're, somebody killed my parents. Da, da, da. And like,
Brett, the nigga shot
so much.
The nigga shot his mom.
In the kneecaps.
They went like to go how? Reload and dog when the police walked in and they seen her on the floor. Let me tell you something. That's the day I retire. Nigga, I'm
but that's your job. That's your job. You go retire after the first like week.
Brett,
that's your job.
Brett, you seen the same shit that I seen.
I did. I can't do that shit. I will never have a job even.
Nigga, put me
close.
At the goddamn desk. I'm at the desk, bro. I'm one of those. I'm getting demoted to security guard.
Demoted to top 5 security
top
of the world, Craig.
In front of the fucking holy moly donut shop, nigga. That sent me over there. Because what? I would open that door and say, yeah, I'm out, bro. I'm out. I can't do that.
Right.
That because that stays with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we keep doing this, but can we talk about how they went out, try to go to the movies, try to go do this, da da da, and then came back and walked in the house after doing that?
These niggas is weird.
Like you're going back to look at all that again.
That's how could you gotta something.
And then
you
living in the house after that.
Something gotta be wrong with you. You went back and wrote up a script.
Like,
and y'all niggas read. They rehearsed it. They said the whole crying and yelling and shit. Like, what? That shit was believable. I'm on the phone as a police officer. I'm like, oh my God, let's get over there. And then this nigga gonna tell.
And then the shit that Lyle is saying, like, what? How did he describe it?
The nigga said the mafia is so quick. Like, what? It's a mafia.
Yeah.
What, nigga?
But then when Lyle's on tape talking to the chick on the phone and saying, like, yeah, I'm glad we did it, and I did, like, you probably worse than Eric.
Look, what we're trying to say to y'all people is that these motherfuckers was extremely stupid with money.
Mm-hmm. And no patience.
No, but, and this shit was across the world. Man, across the world. We had a couple of, I mean, y'all know the CNN ones. You know what I'm saying?
That wait, shit was. Baby.
Huh?
Huh? No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, like, y'all, we had a lot of these different type of cases. I forgot the girl, I forgot the little girl name that went missing. Something had to do something with the parents.
Ramsey,
that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I they was looking for her for a long time.
I remember that one way more than that. OJ and Ramsey are the ones I remember from when I was a kid.
Oh my God, the OJ one. When I tell you, we lived that shit. We was literally a couple of miles away from the freeway when the shit was going on and live.
That's crazy.
In the middle of the goddamn NBA finals.
Wait, but and see this, I always have to tell myself some of this stuff in these shows and things are fillers to make it longer, to keep it entertaining, whatever.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard when they were in that hotel ordering food and Lyle came storming in like, did you just order a grilled cheese?
Yeah.
He's like, how many shrimps you got? How many shrimps do you have?
These niggas was eating chilled shrimps. Chilled. Like, that was a thing. These niggas was eating raw shrimp.
Give me four shrimp cocktails.
Them niggas was ordering them cocktails like crazy. And my nigga, hey, that's got to be a cold, what you call it? A cold trip back when you know you're about to go to jail. You in another country, God. They say, hey, nah, come back.
Come back.
That's a cold ride back.
But then the part before getting to the airport, they told him, you know, if you get arrested there, there's no telling what a Middle Eastern prison's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
And imagine trying to get to the airport as quickly as you can and hope that you don't get stopped at the airport.
Yeah, because it's going to be different.
Before you... Man.
It's going to be real different. Brittany Griner.
So different. Yep.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Needless to say, y'all, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
I know we gave a bunch of spoilers, but really, you got to see it.
Yeah, you got to go see it because we didn't even get into the description of the shots because it's so it's so crazy that it's sad, really. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you got to see the characters and like all the stuff that the dad's doing, the mom's doing. We still didn't say everything.
Yeah.
We said a lot, but we didn't say everything.
There's a lot of details that's left out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to go peep each character. You got to pay close attention. I promise you, you're not going to see the switch. You're not going to see when it's coming. But it's
switch.
It's going to be right there, though. It's going to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Red, let them know where they can find you and your show and that fire episode that's coming out mañana.
Yep. Well, it'll already be out by the time this comes out, but you can go and check it. I could talk about this all day with Britt Renee, and on Twitter, it's BrittyBritty18.
You can find me in St. Louis where the gun play ring all day. Nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah, nah.